USA Radio News with Wendy King.
He was a hero to basketball fans. Former L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter have been killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We're waiting the arrival of the coroner's office to assist in the recovery of the remains. As the chief indicated, there were no survivors. We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft. The pilot plus 8 individuals.
Kobe Bryant won 5 NBA championships for the Lakers. He won 2 gold medals as part of the U.S. Olympic team, and he also won an Oscar. Conditions were reportedly very foggy at the time of the crash. He is survived by his wife, Vanessa, and daughters, Natalia, Bianca, and newborn, Capri. Bryant was 41 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As the spread of the coronavirus continues to grow around the world, U.S. health officials are trying to calm fears of a pandemic. USA's John Clements reports.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC says Americans need to be prepared, but there is no reason to be alarmed at this time.
The U.S. has faced multiple pandemics before of varying degrees and severity. We need to be preparing as if this is a pandemic, but I continue to hope that it is not.
Dr. Messonnier says the CDC is hearing from clinicians all around the world.
We want people to have a high index of suspicion and to call if they have a patient that they're concerned about.
I'm John Clemens.
The Senate impeachment trial will be resuming Monday after White House lawyers begin presenting their evidence on Saturday. Impeachment manager Jerry Nadler will miss part of the proceedings due to his wife, who is in the hospital with pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rocker Huey Lewis is unable to continue touring due to something that affects many rock stars. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Huey Lewis and the News has a new album coming out called Weather in February. However, Huey, in an interview on CBS's This Morning, said he'll never be able to perform again on stage due to a common problem for rock and roll bands.
You know, I lost my hearing almost 2 years ago now. I had lost my right ear. I was diagnosed with a thing called Meniere's disease.
Lewis, who is now 69, has spent a lot of time recently in the hospital being examined by doctors. He says he can't sing not because of his voice, but because of losing his hearing. Lewis also said the Meniere's disease is not something remedied with hearing aids alone. The group Huey Lewis and the News, which had been on the road together for over 40 years, had to cancel all future tours. Later in the interview, Huey said, "The heart of rock and roll is still beating. Unfortunately, I can't hear it." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
At the box office, Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. And the movie about Dr. Doolittle, starring Robert Downey Jr., at number three with $12.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.